Okay, so I should have mentioned that Sal Berger sponsored the Daf Yomi last night on the occasion of the Yortzeit of his mother, Reisobat Natan HaKohen. So learning last night was Lilui Nishmata. All right, we're on Daf Hei tonight. Let me just review a little bit from the Mishnah earlier in the week on Pegilim and Beis. We'll go to 83b. I just want to do a few lines of the Mishnah, and we'll go with today's Daf. We'll review a little bit from yesterday as well. If you look at the Mishnah 10 lines down on page 166, Pei Gimon Beis 83b, so in the, where the small dalet is. So the Tana Mishnah says, Konam, this is not talking about a woman, anybody making this neder. Konam konim levium nenimli. If a person makes a neder, Konam means it should be like a korban, prohibited like a korban, that konim levium can't get benefit from me. So it means, I don't want to know from konim, I don't know where levium. It's like having a fight in the shul. I don't hear from him. So he says, so the Tana Mishnah says, Yitlu al Korecho. So the Kohanim and Levim can take their Truma or their Maaser respectively against the will of the donor. So the Choram, from the fact that Yitlu al Korecho, would the Gemara is going to say that sounds like Tobit Hana is not Mamon. In other words, there's a question in the Gemara, which we had last night, we'll have again today. Does a person, in other words, the truma belongs to the Kohen, the Maaser Rishon belongs to the Shevet Levi, but does the person have some sort of interest in it, the Tovah Hanah, the choice of giving it to who he wants to, that's worth something? So it means like he has, like the way the Rabbi Roblowski was explaining to me, like you have, everybody agrees he's entitled to like some, that's worth value, but is it a value in the object itself? Am I sort of like in a way a part owner in that object? So from the fact that the Tana Mishnah says, Yitlu al Korcho, so it sounds like the Tana holds that Tobit Hanah is not Mamon, because otherwise they couldn't take it, because he ossered them from getting any benefit from him. He says, but if he says, Konim Elu, Levim Elu Nenimli, if he says, just these Konim, just these Levim, you know, can't get benefit from me, Yitlu Acherim. So others who are not in the class that have been blocked off should take it, you know, can take it. So that sounds like he's saying that indeed the ones who are subject to the Neder, it would be getting Tobit Hanah from it if they would do it. So that's going to be the stira in the Gemara. And I'll go over it in just one more minute. Let's turn to Pei Dalon and Beis, 84b. Pei Dalon and Beis, we'll go 10 lines from the bottom at the two dots. So I'll go over from yesterday a little bit, and then we'll take them into today's Gemara. So the Gemara says, Alma Tobit Hanah in a Mamon. So from the first line in the Mishnah, the first line that we just did a moment ago, the fact that if he makes a neder, the Kohanim and Levim are not allowed to get benefit from him. So the Kohanim and Levim can take the Truma and the Maaser Baal Korcho against his will, and they're blocked from getting benefit from him, because the person, we've learned many times in the Masechta, first can asser his property, people getting benefit from it. So Emela, that sounds like Tobit Hanah in a Mamon. Tobit Hanah is like the choice, give who you want to. It sounds like it's not Mamon, means he doesn't have an equity interest in the Truma or the Maaser. The donor does, otherwise they couldn't take it from it. But Ema Seifa, let's go to the next line of the Mishnah. Konim Elu Levim Elu Neninli. If he says only these Konim and these Levim are blocked off from getting Hana from me, he says Yitlu Acherim. So others, other Konim, other Levim can take it. Of all, so now the Gemara makes a deduction of Alahani Lo. But the ones who are the designated, like you know, people, he doesn't want them to get benefit, they can't. Alma Tobit Hanah Mamon. So that sounds like Tobit Hanah's Mamon. So we have a stira in the Mishnah. It sounds like we have a stira in the Mishnah. And let's look at the round, three lines in the bottom. Alma Tobit Hanah in Mamon. Since the Mishnah says, that was in the first line, that the people who are prohibited can take it. Okay, so we just welcome back, Michael. So we just went over from the previous Gemaras, I'm keeping up with the Daf Yomi. So we have two lines in the Mishnah on Pei Gimel about if a person makes an eder that Kohanim and Levim cannot benefit from him. So the Tana Mishnah says that they can take the Truma and they can take the Maaser. That line sounds like Tobit Hanah in a Mamon, that the person doesn't have an equity interest in the Truma or the Maaser, because otherwise, if he did, they couldn't take the Truma or the Maaser, the Torah. And then the next line says that if he just says, these Konim, these Levim cannot get benefit from me, so other Konim, other Levim can take it, but the original ones can't. That sounds like must be Tobit Hanah is Mamon. That's the theory we have it too. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, now we're going to go on. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Hoshea, 5 lines from the bottom on the Dalam Rebbe's 84b. So Amar Rav Hoshea lo kasha. Rav Hoshea says there's no contradiction between the 2 lines in our Mishnah. Ha Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. That one line is according to Rebbe. Rebbe is going to be the one who says that that Tovar Anah is Mamon. So he's going to be like the second line. So the second sock in the Mishnah will be from Rebbe. Ha Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. The first line of the Mishnah will be like the Tana Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. The Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Hagone Tivalo Shel Chaveiro. If Shimon steals the Tevel of Reuven's Tevel. So Tevel is the untithed produce. It's a big pile of grain, and Trumas Masters have not been taken from it. And Shimon steals it, Va'achalo, and he consumes it. Mishalim lo Dmei Tivlo, Dibre Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, he, Shimon, the Ganav, owes Dmei Tivlo. So he owes the value of the Chulin that's in it, but he doesn't owe the value of the Truma and the Mice there, but we think the Pshat is, but he owes the Tovar Anah. He owes the value of the right to give the Truma and the Mice here to whom he chooses. So that sounds like that Tovar Anah is Mamon, because he says he gives him Dmei Tivlo. Oh, just let us wait 2 minutes and we'll come to it, okay? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, Einam Shalom L'Dmei Chulin Shabo. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he only owes the amount of Chulin, nothing to do with the Truma and the Mice here. That's a zero. So my Lava HaKimitavi. So is it not that these two Tanaim, i.e. Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the point of their dispute is as follows, top line of Peheim and Aleph, Rebbe Savar, Tovar Anah Mamon. We think that Rebbe holds that Tovar Anah is Mamon. Tovar Anah is like the right to decide which coin, which levy gets the Truma, which gets the Mice there. But that is Mamon, that a person has an equity interest in it. So since he has an equity interest in it, you steal from me, so you have to make compensation to me what you stole. And that's Rebbe. So that'll be like Rebbe. And then in addition to which, that we could say that the this line in the Mishnah, the second line in the Mishnah, that said that Konam Levim Elu, he says, what's the line in the Mishnah? He says, Konim Elu, Levim Elu, Nenim Li, Yitlu Acherim, because that would hold, that would be like Rebbe, you think. And then Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Tovar Anah Einu Mamon. And Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda holds it's not Mamon. That's what we think, would be going. Okay, let me just do a few lines in the Ran, and then we'll pause. He says, so the bottom line in the Ran on page 168 on the Dalam days. So Mishan Dilo Dmei Tiblo, Dmei Chulin Shabo, so he has to pay a coin to Rebbe, he pays him out of the Tevel, the Chulin, we Dmei Truna Masro, the Fi Tovar Anah Sheish Lahen. And the Truma Maiseh are based on the Tovar Anah that he has in it, the bottom line, top line of Peyem and Aleph, the Tvulei Tovar Anah Mamon. And then, on the top line on Peyem and Aleph in the Ran, okay, let's just review again, and then we'll take some questions and we'll go further. So we had the steer between 2 lines in the Mishnah. One line in the Mishnah sounds like Tovar Anah is Mamon. One line in the Mishnah sounds like Tovar Anah Einu Mamon. So the Gemara says, well, it's simple. There's 2 Tanaim. There's a machloket whether Tovar Anah is Mamon or not Mamon. Rebbe holds it's Mamon. So the line in the Mishnah says that if he asks these konim, these levim, so other konim, other levim will take it because that holds like Rebbe that Tovar Anah is Mamon. And the first line that says that if he asks all the konim, all levim, and they can come and take a Baal Korcho. We think that that goes like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Tovar Anah is not Mamon. Everybody good so far? Good. Okay, I'm moving on.
What's the standard question? And giving the Kaddish Nisha.
So did you get this question? Or, yeah. So that Gufa is the litmus test. Right. It's always the litmus test, right? Right. So that's how, which way we come out on it, that'll play out. But it's not clear. In other words, the same machloka we have here, you'll have a machloka with it. You couldn't make a Kaddish Nisha with it. In other words, so that wouldn't get me anywhere. It'll just be a nafkamina. Okay, let's go further in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says on the second line now. So, lo, the kuliyama tovar anah ina mamon. The Gemara says, no, I could say that in the Braisa, everyone holds that tovar anah is not mamon. You see, that looks like the way we passed in life. So we're going to veer away a little bit. We're going to explain the Braisa, but we'll still have the problem in the Mishnah. The problem in the Mishnah, the 2 lines of the Mishnah seem to contradict one another, but let's touch up the Braisa. If both Tanaim hold the Tovar Anah Einu Mamon, he says, Tovar Anah Einu Mamon, Elahacha, B'matanah Shel Hurma U'Kmiflagi. So the Gemara understands the Braisa a little bit differently now. If I hold that Tovar Anah is Einu Mamon, so neither one is saying that Shimon has to pay Tovar Anah. That's not what the Braisa is talking about. So we think the Braisa is talking about is Matanah Shel Hurma. In other words, when I haven't yet separated out the Truma, I haven't yet separated out the maser, so can he get compensation for it? So I have a pile of tevel. I haven't separated truma maser from it. And then somebody steals the pile and eats it, so it's not around anymore. So we think the pshat now is, the way we're thinking, is that according to Rebbe, he pays him back for the whole pile of grain, because it's got the tevel, and the tevel's got what would be truma maser in it, but he's got to pay for it because he hasn't separated it out yet. Whereas according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, you just pay the chulin, the truma and the maaser, that you can't get compensation for that. That's what we think. Now the Gemara says on line 4, the tovat hanah ina mamon. The Gemara says, wait a second. If you're saying tovat hanah is not mamon, so I'm not entitled to compensation for which coin I would give it to which lady. That's a zero. So mali hurmu, mali lo hurmu. What difference does it make whether the truma or the maaser has been separated out, or the truma and the maaser has not been separated out? I'm not entitled to compensation for that, and I'm not entitled to compensation for the tovat hanah. So that being the case, what would be the svara for Rebbe, who says that you get the mei tiblo? Elo, hainu tama de Rebbe. Okay, let's go slowly with this, because the Gemara is making different shifts. So again, so first we thought that nekuda machloket was, well, the tovat hanah is mamon or tovat hanah is not mamon. Then the Gemara says, no, everybody holds that tovat hanah is not mamon. But then the Gemara said that if that's the pshat, how do I understand Rebbe, who says give me tiblo? So now the Gemara makes a shift. Elahainu tam the Rebbe. The Gemara is going back to a little bit like we were saying before. So either both hold that it's mamon, or both hold it's not mamon. So if we hold that it's tovat hanah is not mamon, so Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, we understand. So in other words, we're going back to saying the pshat and the brice is the way we said originally. That Rebbe is saying you get compensated for tovat hanah. But if tovat hanah is not mamon, why does Rebbe say you get compensated for it? You understand so far or not? Okay. So again, we're going with the mahalach that tovat hanah is not mamon. And nevertheless, Rebbe says you do get paid back for the tovat hanah. Why is that? So he says, Elahainu tamid the Rebbe, line 6. He says, Kansu rabban lagana, faithful legum. It's a special penalty the Chamim imposed on the Ganav. Really, Alpi Halacha, this Malach is going, the Ganav does not have to pay you back for anything for the Truma the Maaser, and the Truma Maaser that belongs to the Shevet Guna belongs to Shevet Leviya, and Tovat Hanah is not yours either, you don't have a mammon interest in that, zero. But the Chamim wanted to penalize the Ganav something for stealing that, the Truma, and the Maaser Rishon. So they said, according to Rebbe, that there's a special kanas that under these limited circumstances, the ganav has to pay you back for the tovat hanah. Just wait a few lines and we'll take questions. He says, now, or in the alternative, I could say, punfaker, that tovat hanah, according to everybody, is mamon. According to the first court, everybody holds tovat hanah is mamon. So if tovat hanah is mamon, I understand Rebbe. Now I don't understand Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. Why does Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda say I can't get it back then? Rebbe Yossi bar Rebbe Yehuda savar, tansu rabban on the bala bayit. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, this is the other side, would say that everybody holds that tovat hanah is mamon. So Rebbe, I understand, you get mamon, that's yours. Why does Rabbi Yosef, you don't get the mamon? So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, Kansu, Rabban, the Balabayat, the Chachamim penalized the Balabas, he hates the Lishin, the Tiblet, so that he doesn't delay, keep the table around. In other words, normally tovat hanah is mamon, but if the Ganav steals something when it's still tevel, you're not going to get anything for it. You won't even get your tovat hanah from it. So under those circumstances, they penalize you if somebody steals like an unseparated tevel. We don't and actually not only unseparated, but you didn't give off the truma and the maaser. So if they steal the whether it's tevel or they steal the truma and the maaser from you, you don't get the tovat hanah. In other words, we want you to go ahead, give it out, distribute right away, and that's to put a fire under the person. Okay, let me just do 3 more lines, then we'll do some runs, then we'll summarize, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? So anyway, so let's go slowly with this. So we had 2 lines in the Mishnah that contradicted one another. We have not resolved that contradiction. One line in the Mishnah sounds like tovat hanah is not mamon, and therefore the Kohanim Levim can take it from you. The other line sounds like tovat hanah is mamon. That we haven't resolved. Then we had a braisa, and we wanted to say it was machloket tanai, but the Gemara says no, the whole braisa can hold that tovat hanah is not mamon. So the whole machloket is matanon shlo hurmu. He says, that's what we thought, the Gemara thought that, and then rejected it. And the Gemara says no. that it could be in the Braisa, they all hold that Tovarana is not Mamon, in which case, why does Rebbe say you get it back? So Rebbe holds you get it back because it's the penalty that the Chamim imposed on the Ganav, that he's got to pay a little bit more because he stole the Truma and the mice there. Or they could all hold that Tovarana is Mamon, and then why, according to Rebbe Yisrael, don't you get it back? It's because we want you to not delay with the Tevo. So, but we still have, though, so it could be everybody holds Tovarana is not Mamon, it could be everybody holds Tovarana is Mamon, but it's not necessarily machloket about this. So let's go now. Now we have to explain the Mishnah and then we'll come back. Okay. So Rava Amar, the Rava says that indeed the whole Mishnah holds that Tovarana is Mamon, according to Rava. Everybody holds that Tovarana is Mamon. So if Tovarana is Mamon, so I understand the second halakha, I don't understand the first halakha, I don't understand how it could be when a person makes a neder, asks all the Kohanim and Levium, and that the Kohanim and Levium can Bal Korcho, they take the Truma, they take the mice there. How does that work? If Tovarana is Mamon, they're getting benefit from me, and I'm entitled to ask my property on you. So he says, Rabba Mar, Shani Truma, Dainutama Didlu Bal Korcho, Truma is different. Why could they take Al Korcho against the wishes of the farmer or the owner of the farmer or the one who has the possession of the Truma, the mice there? She was a Truma Lo Fazia Lo Konim. Truma is only Rui for Konim. They came into Ka'ati, the Maestra Alaihu, Shavai Afra Ba'ama. In other words, he's got this truma, and he has a right to give it to where he wants. But he makes and Tovarana is Mamon, but he's saying that now no one of the Kohanim can get benefit from him. So in essence, for all intents and purposes, he's like mafkir his Tovarana that he has in it. You're right. A person according to this Malach has Tovarana. In other words, if I have truma of this Gemara is a truma, I have a right in the Truma to give it to who I want, and that's worth money. But when I ask her my property on all the Kohanim in the world, so then I can't give it to anybody. So that, in essence, is saying, mafkir, my right, my Tovarana. So having mafkir, my right, so any Kohen can come and take it. And the same thing with the Maiser. Okay, let me just do some of the Ron. We're trying to explain, in the Mishnah, we had a contradiction between the two Tzakim. So the Gemara says, the Emes is, the Gemara, according to Rava, both Tanaim and the Mishnah hold that Tovarana is Mamon. Both Tanaim hold that Tovarana is Mamon. So right. So the second halach, I understand. If he says, these Kohanim can't get it, the others could. These Kohanim can't get it, the others can take it, because otherwise they get Tovarana. But the first case, he makes an eder, no, and Tovarana is Mamon, but I say no Kohanim in the world can benefit from me. But I hold Tovarana is Mamon, so how do they benefit? So the answer is, if I say that all the Kohanim in the world are prohibited benefiting, and I have Truman, the Truman can only be given to the Kohanim, in essence, I'm miyayish my right for Tovarana. In other words, I have a right, but a right that can't be exercised. So I'm miyayish that right. I'm mafkir that right. So then they can come and take it. Okay, let's just see some lines in the Ron, and then we'll talk a little bit, then we'll go. Now let me see. This mostly did. Let me do the Ron that's with. All right, I'll do the earlier one. Okay, so around the sixth narrow line, Elahainu Tamad Rebbe. So the reason for Rebbe, Hashlam Abayilani Itluhu Tervayu Torah Mamon O Ein Mamon. In other words, the Gemara is not. In other words, it's, we're not concerned either they both hold it is Mamon or they both hold it's not Mamon. The Itluhu Tovarah Na Ein Mamon. If we hold Tovarana in Mamon, the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah Nicha, so Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah understand, the Tovarana is not Mamon, so he's the one who said that if you steal the Tevo, you just pay the Chulin. The Rabbi Yainu Tami Dikansu Rabban Leganam, Lashan Tovarana, Shal Truman Maso, the Balabayat. The Sphere Lahu Tovarana Mamon, if they both hold that Tovarana is Mamon, Rabbi Nicha, Rabbi's good. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, Hainu Tami, then Mashal and Melad Mechulin Shabo, Dikansu Rabban Shal Shalom Lah Tovarana. The Chamim penalized him that he won't get the Tovarana because they want him to make the distribution of Truma Maaser. Okay, now, Rabba Mar Shani Truma. So in our Mishnah, Rabba says that Truma is different. Klomar, Kulmanitin Itla, Tovarana Mamon. Our whole Mishnah, everybody in the Mishnah holds that Tovarana is Mamon. The Seifa Nicha, so the last case, like you were saying, Yosef, the last case of the Mishnah is easy. Ikoni Melu, Itlu Acherim. So that makes sense. Tovarana is Mamon. I said, these Kohanim can't get benefit. The others will take it. And the Reisha, the reason they take Baal Korcho against the wishes of the farmer, Truma is only ruwi for Konim. Shiv Charlotte not Israel, you can't give it to Israel. Hilkach, Kevan, he says aside to Atin the Maestra Alaihu. So he wants to aser, in other words, he wants to say nobody can have it. So Shavi Afra Baalma, the Afri Lahi Tobarana Sheshlaba. He in essence is mafgir, is Tobarana, so any Kohen can come and take it. Now, let me just do one more piece in the round, and then we'll summarize, and we'll. All right, let me pause for a second. He's going to have a whole deal, but all right. So let's just summarize again. All right. So the basic idea we learned, we had in the Mishnah, we had a stira between two psakim in the Mishnah. We thought one psak sounded like Tovadana is mamon, and one said right. In the first case, hold Tovadana ain't a mamon. So how do we reconcile that? So the Gemara ends up saying no. The both sides hold Tovadana is mamon, but in the case where he says that all the Kohen in the world and all the Levim in the world can't get benefit from me, in essence, he's mafgir his Tovadana in it. In other words, that then the Truman the Mice is still worse than he lost the Shevet Kuna, the Shevet Levi, but he's mafgir his right to give it to somebody. So therefore, any Kohen, any Levi can come and take it. And in the second case, so Tovadana is mamon, like you said. That's self-explanatory. He says these Kohanim can't get benefit from me, so they won't, because Tobanah's mamon, and the other ones will. Okay, so that's the way we explain the Gemara. All right, let me just do a few more lines in the round, then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, and then we'll go on. Okay, so now we look at the second medium-wide line in the round. Now the round says, Umehashaminon, so the round now makes a deduction. The round's going to get into an issue. Let's say we're saying Tobanah is mamon, right? So let's say I asked for all the Kohanim in the world to take the Truma. So we said, any Kohen can come and take it. I asked for all the Levi in the world, any loving can take it. But what happens if afterwards I go to a Chacham to be Matir my Neder? So then where does that put them? So what, do they have to give it back to me? Where does this leave everybody? What are the rights and remedies of the parties? Because I can undo this Neder. Where does that leave everybody? Let's go back again. The person makes a Neder that all the Kohanim and Levi in the world cannot get benefit from his property. And it's like a Kohanim on them. So based on that neder, he's forfeiting his right for Tovah Anah. So based on that neder, Kohen A, Aaron, comes and takes some of the Truma. And then Levi B comes and takes the Maaser Rishon. Let's say they go home, he's got the Truma, he's got the Maaser Rishon. Let's say the next day, I go to a Chacham. I say, I made this foolish neder, I want to be released from the neder. So the Chacham says, fine, you're released from the neder. So that means I, the original owner, had a Tobarana, and somebody took it away from me. So now what are the rights and remedies of the parties at that point in time? Okay, let's just see. 1 minute, it's my fucking reason. Listen, yeah. So let's take a look back on the Gemara, the second medium white line. Umihashaminan sha'oser anat peror al atzmo. So from here, the Ran wants to say one could deduce that if a person asked enough certain payroll to be produce on himself, so other people could take it Baal Korcho against his wishes. Even though he could go, let's say a different case, not Truma. We don't have Truma Mice today, really like giving to a Kohanim. But let's say a person says, these fruit are totally prohibited to me, and I can't get any Hana from them. So Ran says, under those circumstances, so anybody could come and take it by force. He says, and even though the person took the Neder could go and be Shoal in Neder, right now, I haven't been shown to take it. But the Ran says, he's really quoting the Rashba here. He says that if I then go to a Chacham and have my neder released, then whoever took my apples or whatever it is, they owe me money for it. It came into Chacham of Kira Neder Mikaro. Since the Chacham, when he uproots the neder, it's like goes back retroactively, ab initio. Came into Itchel having Lu Hana Payrek, he blew it through Alemiolam. So his payroll is if they were never prohibited on me. You took my payroll, you got to pay me for my payroll. That's what he says. Now, Bim Tomar in Cain, so that's basic halacha he proceeds with. Bim Tomar in Cain, Hiyaki Lukonim al Korcho. So if that's the case, how could Lukonim, how could the town of Mishnah say they ever have a green light, take the Truma against the wishes of the farmer, he says? Lama lo nechu shtilma mitchil. Why aren't we afraid that maybe he'll go to a chacham next week, whatever? Umidhani midine, and then they're getting illicit benefit from the truma that he could give to whichever coin he wants. So lav kushi, that's not a question. The Ran says the hatanan, because we learn the Mishnah Masechet Ksuvos Let's say a person is Makadish Isha with the stipulation that she doesn't have any Nadarim on her, or that I don't have any Nadarim on me. But then it's to Aleh Olam Nadarim. And then it turns out that somebody has got Nadarim. So Aina Mikudeshet. So then she's not Mikudeshet. So in other words, they got married, right? He gives her Kiddushin, and he says, you're Mikudeshet to me on this Tanai. And then it turns out she's got Nadarim. So that sounds like, since the mission, since the Gemara learns Aina Mikudeshet, sounds like zero. She's not at all Mikudeshet. And then she, let's say, like Reuven is Mekadesh Sar Rachel, but on condition that she doesn't have any Nadarim on her. And then it turns out she has Nadarim. So Aina Mikudeshet, that sounds like Sar Rachel can marry, lady or something like that. He says, Afal Gav the Tanya Hatam, even though we learn over there in the Braisa, Halcha Isa Chacham Beitira, if she goes then to a Chacham and he releases her from the vows, B'chein Hu Shalach Isa Chacham Beitira, Mikudeshet, then it would be Mikudeshet. Ama Afal Gav Dematzi Mitchell, V'chayla Kiddushin Ma'freya, so the way the Ron is first learning now, that retroactively then the Kiddushin would be Chal, which is a big mess. In other words, he's been Kaddish, Sarachal on Monday, but she had Nadarim. And then she goes, she marries the Levi on Thursday. And then the following Monday, he goes to a Chacham who's Bakter in the Nadarim. Turns out she was really married to the first person, Reuben or Shimon, whoever it was. He says, B'chali Kiddushin Ma'freya, Kol Eimet Lo Mitchell. So notwithstanding that, so Kol Eimet Lo Mitchell, Lo Kaishinan Dima Mitchell. He says, so nevertheless, the Ron here is quoting from the Rashba. As long as nobody's gone forward, Bishoel, we're not going to deal with this. Ta'achanami, the Im Itchel Abdu Konami Surah Ma'freya. You're right. If he goes to the Chacham, and he gets the netter released, and the kohen with the truma, so retroactively, he did something wrong. Blame it, lomitchil, lo chashin lahafi, harash bazal. But as long as nobody's done anything, we're not going to worry about it. Worry about it, we have problems. But I don't have to worry about it if it hasn't happened. That's the way the Rashba says. Now, let's just do further. Wait 1 second. Let us be patient. Now, what do you mean the kohen, which case? You mean he's mekadesh on the condition that let's just wait. So far, the way that the Rashba is saying is that you don't have to worry that the person's going to a Chacham. You don't have to worry about it. Just take it and go run with it. And then if then he does, then you're going to have problems. But you don't have to worry about it right now. That's the way the Rashba seems to be saying. Now, last medium line, wide line. Vanim's topic was there. The Ron says, I'm a supek about this halacha. The feast finish asha asaro al atzmo, if kiro, he says, look, the essence, the Ron is going to say, when it comes to kinyanim, you can't be mocked here when I make a kinyan on something. That's what he's going to say. So he says, in other words, with the fruit, if he ashes the fruit on himself, and then people take it, and then he goes and show it on the netter. That was the way he started into this whole thing. I say, in that case, the choshes achbo, I say, once you zocha in it, it's water under the bridge. You had a kinyan on it, and that's it. There's nothing more to speak about this. We have a piece of Easter Shabbat halach, like they sha'ela, even though, you undid the netter, fine. But kinyan mamono shazay, no batel. The kinyan that you made is not batel. You made a valid kinyan, that's it. He says, sha'eni motzei sha'ela behefker. We never have, you can do a sha'ela behefker. Once you maftir something, you can't do a shele afterwards to undo the hefker. Shimhati yidlu al korcho. So to hear, so he's saying, so they take it against his wishes. Dilo, Bada, I came in the darim lechli alai kayamin. He says, Nadarim, you can always say shele on Nadarim. Shimhati mikru devar sheish lamatirin, beperikanoderim and ayerek. That's why Nadarim are called devar sheish lamatirin, that it could be something that changes. Chayshin and dima mitchell. So you would be choshesh for that. But So the Ron is saying, when it comes to a kinyan, the Ron is saying, once you have a proper kinyan, you have a proper kinyan. The Ron is saying in our Mishnah, if he says, all the kohenim levim in the world are asra on my property, and then a kohen or levi takes the truma, so that's, I never owned the truma or the ma'aser to begin with. The only right I had in it, even if I say that tovet ana is mamon, according to that's what we're saying with it, but I was mafkir it. Once I'm mafkir it, and you make a kinyan, that's it. You can't undo your hefker. That's the designation of hefker. He says now, he has to deal with the Isha, with the Bekadesh. B'chitzanan ein mekudesha, the way he understands that Gemara, if a person is Bekadesh and Isha, amanat she'ein aleha or alav nadarim, and then it says, nimsu nadarim ein mekudesha, lo shtei muteret linasei, doesn't mean that she has a green light to marry, like we thought, in the first who came to whoever she wants to. Eladina katani, just teaching me the din, right now, she's not mekudeshet. In other words, in Achinami, that could change, like the weather changes. The milta psikta katani, and even if you would say the milta psikta that indeed he's teaching me that that she is free, Hainotama, there was, it could be that the Gemara is not saying that she's free. In other words, just saying that the Metzias is right now, she's not mekudeshet, but she could run into problems later on. But it could be that the Gemara is saying, no, she is free. It could be the Gemara is talking about if she had the Nadarim on her and he's Mekadish her Amanash Elan Nadarim. And then the Gemara says she's not Mekudeshet. Yes, she can remarry. Why? She's not going to go to a Chacham now and be Matir her Nadarim and put herself into trouble. Right. So she, according to that time, she does a green light to marry. He says, and the Gemara never said vis-a-vis him that if he had the Nadarim, that she's not Mekudeshet. Indeed, if he went to a Chacham, then she would be Mekudeshet. But he doesn't go, yeah, you're right, then I'd be worried about it. So let's just summarize what we did in the round, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, and we can move on. So the basic ideas we learned were that if a person Tovad Hanah is Mamo. So the Gemara, the Ma'alach in the Gemara is that Tovad Hanah is Mamo. The person has an interest in the Truma Maiser, an equity interest in the Truma Maiser to give to the Kohen or Levi he wants. That's Tovad Hanah's Mamo. At least in the Mishnah, that's the way it comes out. But when a person says that all Kohenim and all Levim are prohibited, so he's mafkir his rights and that, and they can come and take it. That's what we learned from the Gemara. Then the Ram got into the issue, so where does this leave me with kinyanim? Let's say a person has fruit, and he says, these fruit are prohibited upon me. And so the Ram learns that anybody can come and take the fruit, because he's given up his rights to the fruit. But then the Ram, he posed a question from the Rashba, let's see, then he goes to a Chacham, and the Chacham is Matir his Neder. So then, what are the rights and remedies of the party? So the way the Rashba is saying, under those circumstances, the one who took the fruit has got to pay for it, because now, retroactively, it's coming out that it was his fruit. But the Ran says that when it comes, when you're Mafkir, your right property, you can never ask a Shayla on being Mafkir. What's a Mafkir? That's it. It's one under the bridge. So in Akinami, you made a Kinyan. And then Agaborcha, or he brought into one of the Gemaras he quoted, is about this Gemara in Kiddushin, if I'm a Kaddish and Isha, you know, Amanacha Inale Nadarim, and she's got Nadarim, she's Ainu Mekudeshet, so where does that leave me with this whole situation? Within the Rashba, he says, you just go forward the way things are, and you don't worry about the future, you have a green light to take right now. But the way the Ran is learning, that she would run into problems, but if the Nadarim are in her, right, so she would never go for a Shela Chacham afterwards and mess her up. So she's got a green light. And the Gemara never said vis-a-vis him, the man, that she's not Mekudeshet. The Gemara never said that vis-a-vis the man. So vis-a-vis the man in Achinami, if he goes, then she would be Mekudeshet. Okay, who's the questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? What's up for an IC fan? Let's go.
Yes. I think the question would be stronger if you're talking about a hafara of the neder as opposed to a heter of the neder. In other words, when you're matir the neder, I think that an argument can be made that yesterday the neder was in place and these were the rights and remedies as things looked yesterday. But if you're mafir the neder, then the neder never existed, and that becomes
you're flipping. I think you're flipping it over a little bit, Fern. When you're matir the neder, the neder never existed. When you're with hafara, it revokes it from now going forward. Is that the way you understood it? Hatara is like it never existed.
Why it's a strong question here. Okay.
Okay.
But you have chaos. Okay.
Okay. Everybody good? Good. Okay. Let's go on. Okay. Now, We're up to the next Mishnah. Everybody with me? Okay. Okay, so Pei Hei Amin Aleph, 85a, 10 lines from the bottom. Okay, my Nitin. Kona, again, just to repeat again and again, so if it's Inui Nefesh, the husband has a right to be Mayfair the Netter. We're back to the wife and the husband situation. So if it's Inui Nefesh, absolute right to be Mayfair, and then the Netter is dead. If it's Devarim Beino LeBeina, so he can only revoke it as it relates to him, and only as long as they're married or they could theoretically be married. So Manitin, Konam, Sheniosa, Alpiaba. If a woman makes a neder, that whatever I produce for my father should be prohibited, like the korban. So in other words, she's not going to, you know, produce anything for her father, v'alpiyabicha, or for my father-in-law, v'alpiyachi, or my brother, v'alpiyachi, or my brother-in-law, enyachol hafer. So that's not inui nefesh, and it's not varim bein ol bein el. So he has no right to do hafar in that case. Okay, that we disposed of. Now, but let's say this gets a little more complicated now. If the wife says she makes a neder, I'm not going to produce anything for you, my dearest husband. So the Tanakhama says he doesn't have to be Mayfair because he has an absolute right to whatever she produces. If you remember, the Mishnah said in Masechet Ketubos that a woman has to produce a weight of 5 slaim of sheti each day, wool, you know, five slaim weight of wool each day. And that's the Tiknu Mizono Tachat Maaseya Deha. So here, the Tanakhama holds that is the husband has an absolute right to that. So since it's his, so he doesn't have to be made for it. In other words, it's because it's his. He says, in other words, she can't ask for something which is not hers. So it belongs to him. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yafer Shematadi Palavio Termina Ruilo. Now the Tanakhama holds. The Gemara gets into an issue of ha'adafa, if she produces more than the minimum. So if she produces more than the minimum, the Tanakhama holds that's still a husband's. But here, the Gemara is, the way the Ron explains it, there's a point where, let's say, she works super hard. And in other words, for the ha'adafa, he's supposed to give an extra ma'ah kesef. So he's giving her ma'ah kesef for the ha'adafa. So the ha'adafa also belongs to her. But if she works super hard and produces above even that, so then there's a question who it belongs to. So the Tanakhama holds, it still belongs to the husband. But Rabbi Akiva Omer Yafer, Shematadi V'lovi Yotem and Aruilo. Rabbi Akiva holds, no, the super Hadafa, the super extra, belongs to her. So Mela, he, the husband, should revoke that neder because maybe she'll produce more, and the extra that she produces more really belongs to her, she can answer it. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Omer Yafer. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri holds, like the Tanakhama, that it really belongs to the husband. But notwithstanding that, he should still revoke the neder. Why? Shemi Yigarshena, because maybe he'll divorce her at some time in the future. Utei Asuralav. And then whatever she produces, once he divorces her, so again, this is the way he's taking it, this is Devarim Beino LeBeina. It's Devarim Beino LeBeina. So once he divorces her, he's assuming that the neder would not anymore be followed at that point in time, and everything would be ostrich to him. In other words, let's go slowly with this. Wait. No. It means like this. In other words, right now, whatever she produces belongs to him. But after he divorces her, it doesn't belong to him anymore. So then whatever she produces will be prohibited to him. Exactly. And so, and he's taking that indeed, and going after that point in time would also be prohibited to him. So Mela, he should revoke it now because he may want to remarry her. And if he can't benefit from which she produces, he can't remarry her because it's going to create problems. All right, we'll see a little bit of the Ron now and we'll talk, okay? Let's look at the Ron and then we'll move forward. Now, two lines from the bottom of the Ron. Anything konam shnei osa apiaba mashani osa yehe lefiaba konam prohibited my father. So the first ones are not inui nefesh, not the rabbin olubina. So shani osa alpicha elasrif lafair. But if she says whatever I produce for you, so he doesn't have to be made for that. Turn the page. She's obligated to produce that. So she doesn't have a koach to answer that which she owes to him. Rabbi Akiva Mary Afair Shematadit Lavutim and Aruilo. Sub Rabbi Akiva Dahadafa Didahi. So Rikiba holds the hadafa, the extra, and it's going to be the extra above the extra, is hers, v'chayel anidra, t'halu m'shabdalei, u'mishum hachi yisrich lafer, u'miyu matzi mefer, but he could be revoked, in other words, mishum d'var m'shbein ol l'beina. V'tana kama lo chayish lahachi, v'tana kama is not worried that she'll superproduce. He says, mishum d'sfirlei d'hadafa namit dehavi. He holds that what she superproduces is also his. So he says more than the five slime, but he's going to say in a little bit even more than that. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says he should revoke the netter because maybe he'll divorce her and then she'll be prohibited to him. He holds the hadafa belongs to the husband. So he doesn't have to revoke it because the hadafa is his. Ella shema yigar shena, maybe he'll divorce her. The neder chal mishagirsha, and then once he divorces her, the neder will be chal because he doesn't have a right to whatever she produces. Ena mishubedet lo lamasi yada. She's not, you know, subordinating to him. The masi yada once he divorces her. Ute astur lach zur lo lefish neasar masi yada. He says now he'll be prohibited by masi yada. The ef shar lo lizaher shlo tedchan rishlo tofeh. He won't be able to watch himself from all the things that a woman does for the husband. In other words, the idea is, technically speaking, right now, the netter is not chal because the husband has a right to it. But once he divorces her, the netter is chal after that. Because and then the mela, then he won't be able to take her back. The Tanakama polygalay the Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Tanakama disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. They both hold it's the husband's. Either he holds that the hafara is not effective vis-a-vis when he divorces her. If he divorces her, in other words, he says, I'm mayfair now, but it's for a situation that'll be chal when I divorce you, it's not chal. Or else the Tanakama that holds that since the net is not chal, it never is chal. The super extra hadafa. Okay, let's just review this quickly, then I got to run because we're running out of time. So in the second part of the Mishnah, we talk about where she makes the neder blocking the husband certain masi yadayim, things that which she produces, the hadafa. So Tanakama holds that's a husband's absolutely, so he doesn't have to be made for it. It's his absolute right to it. He can't answer it. The Rabbi Akiva holds that the hadafa he is hers. So Mela, he does have to revoke that. And Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, right, it's the husband's, but right now, but if he divorces her, it won't be, and then we don't want this letter to be chal at all, so you should revoke it now. Okay, I got to do the Gemara, and then I've got to run. Okay, I apologize. Hold up all questions till the end of the Gemara. So four lines from the bottom. So on Peyahim and Aleph. Amar Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. So Shmuel says, halacha follows the third opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, that the husband should be mayfair because maybe he will divorce her, in which case then it will be chal. So the Gemara says, "Lemaimer the tzavar Shmuel adam makdish davar shel ba'al yolam." So from that halacha, it sounds like Shmuel holds a person can be makdish davar shel ba'al yolam. In other words, she's asering that which she's going to produce in the future, and she hasn't produced it right now. Now we know that there's a connection between the darim and hekdesh, right? We said the darim is like a korban, like a korban. So it sounds like, and he says halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. So it sounds like the netter is chal, but he's got to be made for it, so it shouldn't be chal, but it would be chal, even though it relates to things that she has not yet produced. So it must be that he holds that a person can be makdish davar shel ba'al yolam. Rumini, on this we post a contradiction from the Mishnah in Masech Ksubas. A makdish ma'aseh yidei ishto is a different case. The man, he's married to the wife, and he, the man, is makdish that which she produces. Turn page. Harezu osavo chelet, and then so the woman can keep working and she can eat what she produces because since she has the right to opt out of this. In other words, the masi yadayim is his. It's his takat mizono. That's the deal that the chachamim worked out. But the woman could opt out and say, you know, do me a favor, you keep your mizono, I'm keeping my what I produce. So because of that, he can't be makdish. He can't be makdish davar that's not yours. So you can't be makdish something that's not yours. So it's not his. Or it could be talking about what her husband is not even giving her mizono. The hamotar. Now the motar is that which she produces above and beyond the minimum. So remeir omer hekdesh shirukan asal lemer chulin. So here the motar, the way the Ron explains, we don't have time to read it inside. The way the Ron explains it, we're talking about where the motar was also hers, but when she dies, he will yarshin it. He will yarshin it. So if he yarshins it, Rameir Omer Hekdesh, Meir says at that point it'll be Hekdesh, Yochanan Sandler Omer Chulin, it's Chulin. But Amar Shmuel, Lachi Krib Yochanan Sandler. Shmuel says there, Lachapal Krib Yochanan Sandler. In other words, he's makdish something which is Shlo Bali Olam. It hasn't been produced yet in the world, and he hasn't come into possession to it yet. And there, Shmuel says, and Rabbi Yochanan says, it's Chulin. I don't care what you said, it's Chulin. So that sounds like Shmuel holds that a person can't be makdish davar Shlo Bali Olam. So we have a stira. Here, Shmuel says, Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, that the woman can be makdish that which she's going to produce going in the future. And we assume it would be the same thing by Hekdesh as for Masi Adayim. And he says, Allah is a Rebbe Kamenuri. So it sounds like a person could be makdish to Bar Shul Bali Olam. And yet in the Mishnah, in the Sech Subas, it sounds like Shmuel says, Allah is a person can be makdish at the Bar Shul Bali Olam, where the husband is makdish the excess that the wife produces. And he's only going to get that. She hasn't produced it yet. And he's only going to get it when she dies. And he yarshins it. And Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says that's cooler. Now, on line 5, maybe I could have an easy answer. When Shmuel said Alacha in our Mishnah Chaz Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, he didn't mean for everything. He just meant for Hadafa, meaning there's two parts to this. Who owns the Hadafa, the extra amount above and beyond? So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri didn't say that. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri said that. One second. No, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri held like the Tanakama, right? Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, this is really Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Tanakama, the Dafanami Dabal Habib, that it belongs to the husband. Is the way that he passed it. Rabbi Yochanan, we hold it belongs to the husband, but the guy get divorced. Okay, so he says, Ki kamar lakarubanuri al hadafa with the kamar. So, well, maybe he meant just the hadafa belongs to the husband. I'm not talking about whether her ability to ask the Barshal Babi Olam, but I just meant the lux of Rabbi Yochanan that the hadafa belongs to the husband. So, if that's the case, lema rachak Rabbi Yochanan Benuri bahadafa. So, he should have said, Allah apologize Rabbi Yochanan Benuri bahadafa, if that's what he meant. Inami, Tanakama, or in the alternative, he said Allah follows the Tanakama because he also holds it belongs to the husband. Inami ain halachik Rabbi Akiva, or he said Allah does not follow Rabbi Akiva, holds it as the wives. Ella, so we do have a steer now. So Elamar of Yosef, Shani Konamot. So Rabbi Yosef says, the sushtel was that Konamot, which is Nadarim, are the same as Hekdesh in terms of the Varshlo Bali Olam. So if Yosef wants to say there's a difference between the two of them, he says, Shani Konamot, Ho Vadam Oser Peru Kabeir Olav, Oser Nami Davar Shlo Bali Olam Olav. By Konamot, I can Oser, I could say your property is prohibited to me. In other words, a person could say, Yosef's property is prohibited to me, like the Korban. Now that's, now if it's Hekdesh, Eina Dam Makdish Davar Shlo I can't be mocked with something that's not my property. But by konamot, I can ask for somebody's property on myself. A person can create an Easter on your property for me. So konamot are not exactly the same as hekdesh. Konamot have a wider blanket than hekdesh does, right? Clearly. Because hekdesh, if it's your property, I can't do anything with it. I can't be mocked with shena shalom. But by konamot, I can create Easterim vis-a-vis your property. So he says, let's see that. So Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yosef, no, Oser Peru Chaver Olav, Oser Nami, the Varshal Bali Olam Olav. So he can Oser, just like I can Oser your property on me, which is not in my Rishus, it's not my property, I can Oser the Varshal Bali Olam Olav, something not yet existing, but I can Oser that as well. So Amar Le Abaye, so here's Abaye, when we have Rabbi Yosef, Abaye's not too far away, and here he is. Amar Le Abaye, Vishleim Adam Oser Peru Chaver Olav. He says, look, if you say that, I understand that a person Osers, you know, Yosef's property on him. I could also Oser my property on my friend. That I understand. But in each instance, one element is in my Rishus. In other words, your property is not my Rishus. I'm in my Rishus. So I could have an edit vis-a-vis that way. Similarly, if if I could say that my property is asur on you, my property is in my rishus, but you're not in my rishus. One element is not in my rishus. I can have an edit. Ela yasur davar shel bali olam al chaveiro. Can I asur davar shel bali olam al chaveiro where neither element is in my rishus? In other words, the item is not in my rishus, and the person the asur is not in my rishus. Sharei in adam osur peru chaveiro al chaveiro. I can't asur your property on you. That so here this woman says that my peirot, that which I produce, should be asur on you. So the peirot are not yet in the world, and you're not in my rishus. So both elements are not in the rishus. So even given that konamot are a little different than hekdesh, but only so much different. In other words, you have two elements: you have the person and the items being prohibited. One of those elements has to be in your rishus. If any other element is in the rishus, then you can't. I can't say that Yosef's house is prohibited on Yosef. Neither one is in my rishus. I can't do that. I could say Yosef's house or Yosef's property is asur on me, or one element is. So here, when the woman says that which I produce is going to be asur on my husband or whatever, so the item's not in her rishus, the husband's not in her rishus, so neither of them is in the rishus. So the hadar kushin dukta. So the question goes back to where we were. So the Gemara says, so five lines from the bottom, okay, on page 170 on Tehillim days, Elamar of Huna Bered Rabbi Yeshua, and this we've had before, so it'll sound familiar. Gomeret Yikatshu Yadai Lo Oseim, that the woman says, Yikatshu Yadai Lo Oseim, let my hands be Makudash to he who created, the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, that's what she's saying in the Mishnah. Yikatshu Yadai Lo Oseim. So the Adayim HaNobalam, her hands exist right now in the world. So under those circumstances, the Gemara is saying, the way she frames it, so it's not that which she will produce in the future, but she's saying her hands should be prohibited. This is Bechi Amra Hachi Kitcha. He says, but is that Mekudesh? Does that work that way? But the hands are still Meshubad, still subject to the Baal's claims. Da Amra Lechi Magarsha. So she says more. So in the Mishnah, the case of the Mishnah, she says, Yikatshu Yadai La'osehem, when I get divorced from you. In other words, when I get divorced from you, my hands are going to be Mukudesh or Asur, anything I produce will be Asur. So her hands are right now in her Rishus. So the Gemara says, Hashtami at Lomagarsha. But right now, she's not divorced. So how is that Neder Chal? So again, So the issue that we're taking up in the Mishnah is how is it that we get past the idea that that she's making a neder on something shel bali olam that's not yet in the world, that which she's going to produce is not yet in the world. How does she ask that on her husband? Nothing's in the world yet, and the husband's not in her rishus, and that which she produces is not in her rishus. The Gemara says she's katri yadai lo seim. My hands are going to be makudash. Like devoted to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it was prohibited on everybody, like that which is Hekdesh. He says, but the Gemara says, but the husband, he can't be Mekaddish, the husband has like a financial claim on the hands right now. So she says, no. She says, when I am divorced, then it'll be Mekudesh Lo Seyam. So the Gemara says, he says, Hashmi Lomagarsha, Vlai Dechi Amra Hachi Mahanya. So how do I know that that's effective? If I say that a person can be Makdish Dabar Shel Bali Olam, fine. But if a person can't be Makdish Dabar Shel Bali Olam, how is that effective? So the top line on Pei Bava Mid Aleph, he says, Amar Rabbi Ila, and believe everyone will go over this again tomorrow. Amar Rabbi Ila, Uma Ilu, Omer L'Chaveiro, Sada Zushanim Ofer L'Fal. Let's say Reuven is selling Green Acre to Shimon. And Reuven, we've had this before, Reuven says to Shimon, he says, Sada Zushanim Ofer L'Fal. This field that I own the field right now. I am in possession of this field right now. This field that I'm going to sell to you, when I repurchase it from you, it should be Hekdesh. So Milo Makad, Milo Kancha, is it not Kodesh? So Rabbi Eli takes it, in that case, it would be Kodesh, because right now the field is in his possession. Even though there's going to be a period when it's not in his possession, and then he'll get it back, it's Mekodesh when he gets it back. In the same way, Rabbi Eli holds that since the woman's hands are in her possession right now, but it's not 100% perfect because the husband has a right to that which he produces. Nevertheless, just like that case works, that a person can be Mekadosh the field, even though there's a period when he's not going to be in possession of the field. But nevertheless, when he reacquires the field, it's Mekudeshet. So too the woman, she's Mekadosh
she's prohibiting like that which her hands will be prohibited on the husband when he divorces her, but right now she's in possession of her hands. So he wants to say that even if I say that a person can't be tabar shabal olam, in this case it would work. That's what he thinks. All right. Okay, go ahead.
The woman, I mean, whatever she makes, there is a stipulation she does have to make that whatever she makes is hers. The husband does not come and possess her.
Yeah.
So why are they not entertaining as a possibility?
Yeah, we did go through that. We in the Gemara addressed that possibility.
So what's that?
Yeah, so in the Gemara, again, in the Mishnah we're talking about where she's producing above and beyond that which she has to produce. So
yeah, what's that, what's the husband?
So the question is that hers or is that the husband? But in the Mishnah Masech Ksubos we spoke about where she was makdish that which she produces, and then the question was that it might be hers, and so therefore she has a right to be makdish it, because she could say she has the option of saying, you keep the food, I'm keeping this, and so that would be the side says cutter. Okay, let me just do this one second.